I heard the yard gate squeak, then slam shut. I heard footsteps on the gravel drive. Someone was coming up the hill towards the machine shed. It was little Alfred, which was great news. Given a choice, I would have chosen to be discovered by little Alfred. Out of all the humans on the ranch, he was by far the most, shall we say, compassionate and understanding of dogs. He might very well size up my situation, realize just how embarrassing it was for me, release me from the cage, and swear a solemn oath never to reveal what he had seen. I know that was hoping for a lot, but when a guy has nothing left but hope, it doesn't make much sense to hope for something small. Maybe the boy and I could work out a deal. Here he came, dressed in shorts, boots, and a t-shirt. He was kicking rocks with his boots, something his mommy had told him not to do because it scuffed up the toes. No doubt he was anxious to see Eddie the Wreck. No doubt he would be surprised to find... He stopped. His eyes grew wide. His face blanked out. Then a smile began to curl on his mouth, and he started laughing. And drat the luck, instead of coming over to the cage where we could talk things over and work out a little deal, he went running back to the house.
Hey, Mom, come quick. I got something to show you.
Oh, no, please, not her. Anyone but Sally Mae. If I had to be discovered in this ridiculous situation, let it be by someone else, anyone else. She would never understand. It would merely contribute to her false impression that I was a bungler and a fool, so to speak. As you know, she had accused me of being those very things on several occasions. Nothing could have been further from the truth, of course, but you know how those things get started. They start with false impressions, incorrect interpretations of the data. Gossip, misunderstandings, quotes taken out of context. One thing leads to another. The thing grows and feeds on itself, and before you know it, oh boy, our relationship didn't need this. Maybe she wouldn't come. Still in bed, perhaps, or busy fixing breakfast. Maybe she had left for the day, for the week, gone to visit her mother. Anyone, I didn't care. The screen door slammed. The yard gate squeaked. I heard two sets of footsteps crunching gravel and coming my way. Okay, it appeared that we were moving rapidly into a worst-case scenario, so I began rehearsing my story. I would give her tragic eyes, humble ears, and pleading wags. I would have to throw myself upon her mercy and hope that she might understand... What? Well, that these things just happen. Sometimes without any reason or explanation. A guy goes to sleep on his gunny sack bed and wakes up inside a rabbit hutch, formerly occupied by a raccoon. And he's totally shocked. How could this be? How could this have happened? The answer, of course, is that this is a very strange world, and things happen all the time, every single day, for which we have no, good explanation. Yes, I had my story down, and she just might go for it. Here they came. Alfred pointed at, in my general direction, towards the cage. At me, you might say, and began laughing.
Look, Mom, Hank's in the cage and Eddie's gone.
Sally Mae stared at me with, eyes that had witnessed many, many strange events. They were world-weary. Eyes that had seen just about every kind of mess and disaster that could be produced by one husband, two children, two dogs, one cat, one hired hand, and a normal ranch. She blinked twice. Her expression did not change. I went into the tragic eyes and so forth procedure and thumped my tail as if to say, Sally Mae, I know this looks odd, but...
I don't believe this. Go get your daddy and tell him to hurry. I want him to see his dog.
Oh, boy. I had hoped for a quick settlement, so to speak. But it appeared that it was going to drag out. The boy ran back to the house. Sally Mae walked up to the cage. By this time, a tiny smile was showing on her mouth, which was probably better than the alternatives. She shook her head.
Hank, you are such an incredible fool. How do you do these things?
Well, I didn't know how to answer that. I mean, it was a loaded question, and I wasn't sure what she meant by these things. See, this had never happened to me before, and Loper arrived on the scene. He took one look at me and burst out laughing, and then Slim walked up. Great. The whole ranch had turned out to see me in my moment of... Well, they got plenty of laughs out of my misfortune. At that point, they might have opened the cage door and let me out, but they didn't. Slim and Loper wanted to solve the mystery, see? And that took another 15 minutes. I could have solved it in 15 seconds. I mean, it was obvious, wasn't it? I had been duped and used by their precious pet coon. But it took them 15 minutes to work out the details. Oh, and did I mention that Sally Mae ran back to the house and got her camera? Yes, and took pictures. Just seeing me in my moment of greatest embarrassment wasn't enough. She wanted pictures of it, too. Well, they finally opened the cage and let me out. I went straight to the machine shed door and barked. I wanted them to see what their precious pet had done to their tools and shop area after he'd played his sneaky little trick on me. Ho-ho! They didn't think that was so funny. Their smiles withered and turned into deep scowls as they walked through the wreckage. Loper removed his hat and scratched his head. Slim, if we ever find the little scamp again, I think it might be all right if you want to move him down to your place. Slim nodded. Yep. Of course, we'll probably never see him again. That would have been just fine with me. I'd gotten a good education on coons, and that was about all I needed. And if I never saw Eddie the Rack again, I was pretty sure I could survive. The boys looked around the machine shed but found no sign of Eddie. So the ranch began to return to its normal state. Sally Mae returned to the house, and the guys had lost their excuse to loaf, so they had to go back to work. I know, that killed them. At approximately 11:30 that morning, Slim opened the hood on the flatbed pickup, climbed up on the front bumper, and reached down to pull the dipstick. He was checking the oil, in other words, and his mind was probably miles away. You might say that he hadn't expected to find something furry and alive lurking therein, something that growled at him from the darkness of the darkness. You might say that it scared the bejeebers out of him.
Yow!
He jerked back, bolted upright, clunked his head against the hood, and knocked his hat to the ground.
Well, I'll be darned, he said, rubbing the knot on his head. I just figured out where Eddie bedded down when he got tired of wrecking the machine shed.
I admit that I found wicked pleasure in Slim's misfortune. He had gotten plenty of chuckles out of mine, so it seemed only fair that I get a few out of his. Tee-hee. He reached into the motor area and pulled out Eddie the Rack. The coon hung limp in his grip. He looked sleepy and sheepish as Slim delivered him back to the cage, placed him inside, and locked the door. Slim scowled down at him.
Little feller, it's kind of hard to save your life when you keep busting out of your playpen. You'd better stay put and grow a little bit, else you're liable to get ambushed by somebody's dogs.
He shifted his eyes to me.
Me? Hey, I hadn't... He's the guy who had locked me in the stupid cage. Like that pack of stray dogs, for instance.
Oh. Well, that was more like it. There for a minute, I thought he'd meant...
Yesterday afternoon, they didn't seem too concerned about your health, education, and welfare. If I was you, I believe I'd try to postpone my graduation into the real world. It ain't all that great for an orphan coon.
Eddie listened to all this without any change of expression on his face. Oh, he did yawn once. But that was about it.
Slim found a piece of string and tied it around the cage door, making it virtually impossible for Eddie to break out again. There. Now quit trying to bust out. My reputation around here wasn't all that great to start with, and you didn't help it by trashing the machine shed.
His eyes came back to me.
You watch him, Pooch.
Yes, sir. I had my orders and I would do my job.
He leaned down closer to my face.
I don't know how you ended up in his cage last night and him running wild all over the ranch, but maybe you can use that bird brain of yours and figure out something better.
Bird brain? Okay, I'd had enough. It was time for me to lay down the law to Eddie the Rack.